Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander, and I'm a success coach, healer, creative, and future millionaire. If creating money and success in a spiritual and feminine way is your goal, this show is for you. Understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Join me each week to be inspired and uplifted as you learn the business, mindset, energetic, and spiritual shifts you can make to create your own wildly abundant life and business. Let's all rise together. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. Today, I'm sharing 7 beliefs to shift to make money from spiritual work. So first of all, let's rewind. Episode 6, I shared 10 signs you're going through a spiritual up level. This is one of the most popular episodes, and I had so much feedback on how powerful that was for you and so many comments. So I wanted to dive in today to support those of you who are here in the world to make a difference doing spiritual work in some form or another. What I have observed over the last 8 years of working in this arena of coaching, of healing, of working with many spiritual practitioners, is that there are some beliefs that are specific to spiritual people that need to really shift to allow them to bring their gifts to the world in a bigger way and to make money. And I'm going to dive into those today. So even if you don't class your work as spiritual, I'm sure you will resonate with some of these, and they especially apply to creatives as well. These are journeys I've had to go on, and there's really a beautiful opportunity for a reframe. So let's dive in. Okay, the first belief is that it's wrong to charge money for spiritual work. So common, especially when you're starting out on your journey. You'll need to shift this belief and understand that you are charging for your energy, your time, and your expertise. Yeah, it took a lot of practice, it took a lot of training, and it took a lot of presence and willingness to be able to develop your gifts and to be willing to share them. And you're actually charging money for your time and energy. Yeah. The second part to this is that you're charging for the value of the outcome you create. You're charging for the value of the outcome you create. So what that basically means is, let's say you could cure someone's eating disorder in 15 minutes. Like, that would be insane, right? Now, I'm not saying that's possible, but that would be so valuable for them that you could charge the same or even more as someone that took a year, because it's all about the value of the outcome you create. So for example, this week I had a DM on Instagram from a buyer of my Abundance Accelerator program. And he said, oh my God, this is crazy. Day 5, I get a phone call and I've been given a gift of $100,000. And he says, and it's not the first time it happened. I listened to this series before, same thing happened. And I tell you, this is real. I will grab a testimonial from him at some point. But he has manifested 100K twice. So the value of the outcome my product created for him is hundreds of thousands. Okay, it far outstrips the fact that it is a series of 15-minute meditations and energy clearings, right? It's not about the actual product. In fact, it didn't require any of me. It's a product that people buy, and yet it has an impact far above and beyond my own time and energy. So that's when it's all about the value of the outcome you create. Okay, number 2, money is bad. Very prevalent belief in the spiritual community. You shouldn't focus on money. You shouldn't focus on profit or personal gain. You should be focusing on making a difference, on healing, on changing the world. Well, in the society we live in, money is the currency for investing, for gaining experiences. And so you're going to have to shift this belief that money is bad if you really want to scale your business and you want to take your work to more people without burning out. There are not charities to support healers. The village is not going to have a whip round and support you to do your work for free. We live in a different time now. So shifting your beliefs that money is bad, that people who have it are immoral and corrupt. So the third belief you need to shift to make money from spiritual work is that it's dangerous to be seen as spiritual. Now, there was a time when it genuinely was. If we go back to the burning of the witches, when the governments and ruling societies were threatened by gifts that they didn't understand, and they actually burnt witches. They drove spiritual practitioners, healers, herbalists underground. And so for hundreds of years, we learned to hide our gifts for fear of being killed, for fear of being punished, rejected, excluded. And if you're here doing healing work now, the chances are that you have done it before. It's not your first rodeo. And so deep in our DNA and our cells is this cellular memory of what it's like to be punished for your gifts. So this is a really big one to shift, so that you can move forwards with sharing your gifts without fear. The truth is, we're in a different era now, and it encompasses many different belief systems and many different opportunities. So it's no longer dangerous to be seen as spiritual. The fourth belief to shift to make money from spiritual work is this belief, this idea that it's not real work, that, you know, energy work, meditation, spiritual guidance, intuitive guidance, just because it's the unseen or hasn't been scientifically proven in some cases doesn't mean it doesn't have a value and doesn't mean it doesn't work. Okay. Just because it's intangible or untested, allow your clients to be the judge of that. I've worked for many people privately who came in with a cynicism or a healthy skepticism. But I always say, judge on result, judge on result. See if you experience a change or a transformation in yourself or your life. Okay, belief number five, it's wrong to charge for something that comes naturally to me. I see this a lot. So perhaps you feel that your gifts are just so easy, so natural to you, so God-given that it's wrong to charge for something like that. Especially artists and healers, I've noticed, can have this belief, this deeply held perspective that it's a gift from God, so I should give it freely. Belief number six is I'm no good at business. Huge. This is more rooted in this present lifetime, in your perception of yourself. Perhaps you have never run your own business before. Perhaps you are in the early stages and you're experiencing difficulties monetizing your gifts and attracting clients. Perhaps you're further along the path, but experiencing some operational difficulties, difficulty building a team, difficulty scaling. And so you still have underlying beliefs that you're just no good at business, at marketing. Now, remember, everything can be learned. Everything can be learned. We're in the era of information, the age of information. Believing you're no good at business is just an excuse for staying small. It's exactly the same as money. You may not have been taught it. You may not have been surrounded by models for running your own business, but you can learn it. You can learn it. And the greatest gift so many of you can give to the world is more of you and your gifts. And that means learning how to share those gifts through a business. That's how you're going to impact more people. Okay, ready for the final belief? Okay, so the seventh belief to shift to make money from spiritual work is that money isn't important to me. This, again, is one of the biggest. When you say money's not important to me, it's not about the money. I just want to help people. I just want to make a difference in the world. I just want to live my purpose. What you're doing is rejecting money. You're rejecting the opportunity to expand your impact in the world. We need money to get people to help us in our mission. We need money to grow a team. We need money to learn how to share our gifts through technology. We need money to learn how to structure programs and offerings for delivering our gifts. We need money so that we can be well-fed, healthy, well-rested, filled up with inspiring experiences. If you can't take good care of yourself, you'll burn out helping others. We are on earth, and money is the energy we transact with. Okay, it's the energy we exchange with other people for help, support, learning and experiences. So if you want a greater experience of life, you're going to have to learn how to interact with and generate money. If you want to donate more to worthy causes, you're going to have to learn how to monetize your gifts and generate money so you can have more than enough. And then you can donate abundantly, you can help others, and you can support causes that matter to you. So let's recap on 7 beliefs to shift to make money from spiritual work. Number 1, it's wrong to charge money for spiritual work. Number 2, money is bad. Number 3, it's dangerous to be seen as spiritual. Number 4, it's not real work. Number 5, it's wrong to charge for something that comes naturally to me. Number 6 is I'm no good at business. And number 7, money isn't important to me. So today I invite you into a reframe. Your gifts are needed more than ever right now. Old structures are crumbling. Things that people held stable and certain are changing. People are questioning their values, their lifestyle, their choices. There is a huge appetite for spiritual growth and transformation and for uncovering and connecting with more meaning from life. The world is ready for a new consciousness and conditions are ripe for evolution and transformation. Money can be used to create tremendous good in the world. Money just is energy that magnifies the intentions of the person using it. And you can make a lot of money, live an amazing lifestyle that's aligned with your values, and make a profound difference in the world doing spiritual work. So if you would like support in your journey to using your spiritual gifts in business, there are a couple of ways that I can support you. So to start off with, I recommend the Abundance Accelerator to start clearing your money blocks. So that is the meditation series I mentioned earlier that one of the participants created, 2 6-figure manifestations, really powerful, 15 minutes a day, do it yourself at home. And it's the beginning of unlocking some of those deep subconscious patterns and energies that are blocking you receiving more for your gifts. And secondly, if you're serious about your mission in the world, if you've already created a business and it's going well, but you've kind of got stuck and perhaps you're overworking, perhaps you're burning out, perhaps you're trying to work out, how do I get unstuck and elevate to that next level? I have a really powerful new mastermind group starting in July. It's for 6-figure plus entrepreneurs only. And we're going to go on a really powerful journey together of clearing your limiting beliefs, elevating your energy, your outlook, your lifestyle, and your work, and mapping out the next level of your business to double your income and impact. If you are called to explore whether I may be the person to take you on that journey, please email support@pollyalexander.com. So it's been a pleasure being here with you today. In one of the masterminds I run, we have the theme of joy coming up for July. July is joy month. And so on that note, I'm actually off this weekend myself to experience joy and rest and expansion. I'm going to be hanging out at an amazing hotel in Ibiza and just really experiencing life, being in joy, being in love, being in laughter, being in beauty. And I intend that you have your own most beautifully abundant weekend too. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Feminine Millionaire Show. I really value your support and spreading the word about the show. If you could leave me a review, that would be awesome. Just go to the ratings and review tab on iTunes. And if you send us a screenshot of your review, we will send you a copy of our biggest month ever meditation. Just email it to support@pollyalexander.com and my team will take care of you. We don't see reviews left in other territories outside the UK, so it's super cool when you email them in because it helps me personally thank you as well. So I'm wishing you a joyful and abundant week. Keep looking forward, keep letting go, and keep believing everything is possible.